open up your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 21. Luke, chapter 21. We'll begin reading at verse 25 there. I noticed in a couple of songs, at least a couple of songs we sang, that there was some reference to looking up. And the title of the message tonight is Look Up to Jesus. So it kind of fit real well there. Look up to Jesus. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, and then we'll read the text, our starting point at least, and then get into the message. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, O Lord, we are thankful to be here this night. We just thank you, Lord, for each one who has come out. And, Lord, ask you to be with those who could not be here. Lord, I just pray that you would bless the reading of your word and the preaching of your word here tonight. Just speak to our hearts, O Lord, and teach us and guide us. Draw us closer to you. Help us indeed to learn to more and more look up to you. Lord, we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Luke chapter 21, we'll begin reading at verse 25, read down through verse 28, which is really the text verse that I want us to start with. Verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I think those are good words for us today. We in these difficult times we find ourselves in and all the things that are going on around us, I know the one thing that sustains me is to look to Jesus. He is greater and bigger than all these problems that we talk about from time to time, the challenges facing our nation right now, the struggles that we're probably in for over the next period of time. We must learn to look up to Jesus. You know, in this life we're going to have toils, we're going to have trials, we're going to have temptations, we're going to have troubles. And we must look to Jesus if we're to overcome those things. I believe we are to overcome. I believe God's people are to be victorious because Jesus is victorious. He's already defeated all of these things, by the way. And I think he wants us to be victorious. But we have to follow him. In whatever state, in whatever place, whatever condition we find ourselves, we need to learn to seek grace, to follow our Lord's advice here, and look up. Look up. God gives us the grace to look up. We couldn't look up if he didn't, but he provides that for us, and we ought to look up. We ought not to look back, as Lot's wife did. You remember that story. They were told to flee and to go get away as fast as they could, and she couldn't let go of Sodom, and she looked back. And when she did, and they were told not to look back, when she did, she was turned to a pillar of salt. Don't look within. That's become quite common, I think, in our day, and become even a common teaching in a lot of churches. This too much self-examination, I think, too much looking inward. We ought to look up. Christ is our standard. Don't look around, as David did. And he cast his eyes upon Bathsheba. We need to look up. Look up. Look up to God. Look up to our Father. Look up to our friend. Look up to our Savior. God can help you, and he will help you. Look up to him. He tells us to look unto him to find deliverance because he is God. He delights in delivering his people. He hears our cries. As he heard the cries of those in Egypt who were in slavery there in bondage and suffering. He heard their cries, and it delighted him to deliver them out of that slavery. He delights to deliver you and I. Look up for light to guide us. He'll direct our paths. The Psalm 119 tells us that that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. He'll give us direction. He'll give us light. I think sometimes our problems is we expect the rest of our lives to be lit up so we can see clearly where everything's going. Sometimes he only shows us where that next step's going to be. And we must be content with that. But we also must look for that. Look for that light. Don't stumble into darkness because you're not looking up for that light. Look up for grace. Grace that we need to sanctify us. Grace that we find in Jesus that is always sufficient for us in our situations, our problems, whatever our circumstances may be. These things are, his grace is always sufficient for us. Look up for strength. The strength you need to be able to do and suffer God's will. If we're going to be truly obedient to God, we have to understand there's going to be some suffering involved in that. And we're not too good for that. Our Savior wasn't. He suffered, and we should be prepared to suffer too. We'll never suffer like he did. And God's grace will always see us through when we do. But look to God for the strength to obey his will and understand that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Have you ever prayed that? Have you ever asked God, Lord, be strong in my weakness? Show yourself to be strong through my weakness. We ought to do that often because we are weak. We are weak, and he is strong. What's the old the child song there? Look up for comfort to cheer us. The Lord delights in comforting his people. Some people turn to all kinds of things to try to find comfort in this life. There's only one, really, that we should turn to, and that's our God. And in him, we will find comfort when we need it. Look up for courage. The courage that will embolden you to stand for God, to stand on his word. To be strong against our enemies. The Lord will give us courage. He will give us, again, give us strength in our weakness. Look up for endurance to keep you. And the God who preserves you will enable you to bear the heaviest burden. And he will help you to endure the most painful of afflictions. I think now, in regards to that, I think of Paul and Silas, who were doing the work they were called to do. And in so doing, riled up the Philippians, and they beat Paul and Silas and put them in jail, put them in stocks, and they looked up, and they ended up in their pain, and they must have been hurting. They must have been suffering. But in that, they found grace to sing songs of praise to God. What a difference that made. God used that to make a great difference in their jailer. As it was through all of this that he quickened that jailer and brought him to understand that Christ was his Savior. Look up for providence to supply you. He'll supply our every need. Remember, Elijah was told to go stay with the widow, and the jar of flour and the jug of oil never ran out. That's what they started with, and that's what they had the day he left there. God provided. We don't know, and we don't understand. Part of our problem sometimes is we've got to try to figure it all out for ourselves, and we just can't see how God could even provide in a certain situation. Well, we don't know God's ways entirely, do we? We don't know what he's capable of. We don't know all of his resources. What we can know is this, though. He provides for his people. And we should be content in that and rest in that. But look up for that providence. Look up in faith. Exercise some confidence in the word of a God who is always, who always has been, continues to be, and always will be faithful to us. You and I falter in the faithfulness thing. God never does. He will be as faithful to us today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. That's who he is. Look up in prayer, asking God for those things that he has graciously promised to us. Look up in hope, expecting to receive that which you ask for in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about some wealth and health and prosperity kind of gospel asking. I'm talking about getting in the Word and knowing what God says he will do for his people and asking him to do that for his people and trusting that he will do that for his people. Believe. Hope with a gospel hope. Look up with adoration. Adore the sovereignty of your God. Adore the righteousness of our God. Adore the wisdom of God as he demonstrates it time and time again. Look up constantly. Let nothing discourage you. Let nothing cause you to falter. Faltering reminds me of Peter when he walked out on the water. He saw Jesus walking on the water to them. He asked to walk out on the water, and he did, until he took his eyes off Jesus. And then sinking in the water, he looked up, and Jesus lifted him up. He became discouraged, and he shouldn't have been, but he found encouragement in the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord until he shows you mercy. And oh, how we need mercy. We need mercy. Some want to make the argument before God that they deserve to get what's fair for them. We don't want what's fair. We want mercy. We want mercy. And praise be to God, God is a God of mercy. Look up. That'll keep your, as someone has said, your head from swimming, your heart from sinking, your knees from trembling, your feet from slipping, and your hands from hanging down. Look up. It's impossible to say what will happen to us. It's impossible to say what might be required of us. But if we keep looking up, we will find in God all that we need for whatever it is we face. Will finding God security against all the things that we might dread? Will finding God that He is more than a match for all our foes? He's already proven it. But look up. We get to looking down and hanging our heads, and we take our eyes off God, and the first thing that'll happen immediately, we forget about God. And that's a sad place for a Christian to be. Forgetful of the God who saved them. We need to keep our eyes on Him. If we're afraid, look up and hear the words of Jesus where He says, "Fear not." And that phrase is repeated numerous times in the Scriptures. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Are you discouraged? Turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Be ready. We're going to go through several scriptures now. Scriptures that you should know, quite probably have marked in your Bibles already. But sometimes we might mark a scripture and then forget about it, not come back to it and remind ourselves of it. So I want to go to some scriptures that should help us to look up. But look up. When we look up, we'll find our youth will be renewed like the eagles. We'll find all that we need given to us. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. And meaning there's no, we have no ability to search out all of God's understanding. We can't find all of it. Every time we think we've figured God out, He shows us something new about Himself. But look up. Don't you know Him? Haven't you heard about the everlasting God? Or has God just become the subject of good Bible stories? And that's all He means to you. I hope He means more to you than that. I hope you know those stories too, by the way. There's a shocking and alarming number of people today who call themselves Christians that don't know the basic stories that we find in God's Word that teaches us so much. It's astounding. Verse 29, He giveth power to the faint. Have you ever been faint? Faint in your everyday walk for the Lord? Faint in the way you're living your life? And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This is what we need. We need strength. We need to be comforted. We need encouragement. We need all these things that we need to be able to walk with the Lord. It's not easy walking with the Lord. I remember as a young boy, I've shared this before, I'm sure, but my dad loved to farm and garden. That was his thing, and he loved plowing with horses and mules. And I can remember trying to follow in his footsteps. And he was about 6'1", and tall man, and the way he walked with his boots, he'd dig those heels in, and toes were kind of splayed out a little bit, and he'd take long strides as he was plowing. And I remember trying to come in behind him and walk in his footsteps. It was hard for me to do. I'd have to almost jump from one to the other, you know. How big are God's footsteps? And what do we need to be able to walk in them? We need strength from him. We need to be able to make that jump from one to the next, right? He gives us that. He knows his footsteps, he strides long. He knows that. But he also knows that he'll give us what we need to do to follow in those footsteps. Look to him. Are you despondent? Is there something in life that's just gotten you down, that's beaten you up? It's causing you to drag around, hang your head, hang your arms? Look up. Matthew 12:20 tells us that Jesus will never break the bruised reed or quench the smoking flax. That's what it says, and this is actually a quotation from Isaiah. But a bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. He won't overwhelm us, nor let us be overwhelmed. He won't hurt us. He helps us. Do not look too much at your sin. Instead, look to the blood of the Savior. That meritorious blood of God's dear Son. That's what gains us favor in God's eyes. It's not our own merits. It's the merits of the blood of Jesus that he gave, presented to his Father as that sacrifice which covers our sins. If we look too much at our sins, we'll grow despondent. But if we continually look at the blood of Christ and see how it covers those sins and see how that brings us favor with God the Father and how that gives us standing with God, then we'll be encouraged. My sins overwhelm me, and I fall on my knees before God and confess them and wonder aloud, how, oh God, could you love me? And I look at the blood of Christ, and I see how much he loves me. And though I may not understand the why, I clearly see the how. I clearly see the proof, the evidence. And I worship. I've gone to God before in prayer, beaten down because I'm such a sorry sinner, only to walk away basking in his love and forgiveness and encouraged to walk a better life, to be more obedient, to set aside that sin, and move forward in grace. Don't look too much at self, but look to Jesus, the one who ever lives to make intercession for you before the Father. We'll get to looking at self, and before long, we're trying to figure out how we can fix our problems. When what we need to be doing is going before Jesus and confessing our sin and begging for his intercession, knowing that he will intercede. Oh, how he will intercede for us. And again, find for us that mercy that we should desire. If ever stripped of your comforts, your props, your goods, then look up. For the one who stripped you of those things would have you know that he is and will be more than all of those things for you. Those attachments we make here on this earth that come between us and God, God will strip them away. So that we'll understand that we need to depend upon him and look to him first. But when he does this, he will, as the scriptures tell us, he'll bind up our broken heart. He'll calm our discouraged spirit. He'll cheer our drooping mind. He'll fill us with his own peace and happiness. I've discovered something in my years here upon this earth. My way of peace and happiness doesn't last very long. But the peace and the happiness that I have in Christ, well, you can't chase it away. It's there, and it stays. And it's there when you need it. Look up for all that you need. Look up from all that you fear. Look up through all that would obstruct your way. Psalm 5:3 tells us, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up." Look up. Look up in every trial, saying what we find in Psalm 121. Just turn on a few psalms on over there, 121, verses 1 and 2. In every trial, these ought to be our words. I'll give you a moment to turn there. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Every time we're beaten down, and we're going through a time of trial and testing, here's what we ought to say. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Why does he say made heaven and earth? To remind us of how powerful God is. And I don't care what problem you're facing. I don't care how severe it is. It's not too great for God to handle. In fact, he takes your great big problem you think you have, and at the same time, he's dealing with someone else who has an even bigger problem than you do, and someone else who has an even bigger problem than they do, and he's dealing with all this all at the same time because he's God. He's God. So don't look at your sin. It'll discourage you. Don't look at yourself. That's distressing. Don't look at Satan. He wants us confused, and he'll bewilder us. Don't look to men. They'll deceive you, or they'll disappoint you, or both. Don't look at your trials, because they'll deject you. Turn now to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Much of what we've said here tonight could be summed up in these two verses. Hebrews 12, 1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Amen. The author and finisher of our faith, who looked forward to the joy that he would have with his people, and thus, with that forward look, endured the cross. I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. I don't think we have any clue whatsoever what it means when it says he endured the cross. Amen. But he endured because of the joy he saw in his people and in relationship with his people. Look only. Look always. Look intently upon the Lord Jesus. Run looking, work looking, fight looking, suffer looking, live looking, and die looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Looking to Jesus, who is at that right hand of his Father in glory, meaning he reigns not someday, but today and always. Look to him. Look, look, look up to Jesus. Let's pray. Our kind and most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly stand before you here this night as a people who have experienced all the things that we've talked about here, how we've looked everywhere, it seems, but to Jesus at times in our lives. Help us, O Lord, to look up to Jesus, and know that we will find whatever we need to live lives that are pleasing to our Savior and to do the things that bring honor and glory to your holy name. Lord, help us not to be discouraged by what we see around us, because we're looking to Jesus and we just can't take our eyes off him. I pray for that to be the case for each of us. Lord, just go with us and guide us through this week to come. Lord, help us to see the opportunities you're going to give us to serve and work in your kingdom. Help us to do things that will bring honor and glory to our Savior's name. And we pray this in his name. Amen.